Pasuk says Parshas Shmos begins with the letter Vav, Ve'ele. Chazal say Ve'ele Vav Moisav Elinin Rishon. Chayra Pele Moisav Elinin Rishon. Save Ebrishon and Save Shmos is a whole different story. Ramban calls one that Ebrishon is the Save Yitzira, Shmos is the Save of Gula. What's the Vav Moisav Elinin Rishon over here? And then the Mepharshim asked already, Haboim is Lashon Hoiva. Should have said Shabo, like the Targum Unkelus, Sha'alu. The past tense, why Haboim Mitzrayimah, why in the present tense? And Eis Yaakov, what does Eis Yaakov come into the picture? Eis Yaakov without technical problems in the first pasuk. However, the klal is very bekitza, that Sefer Shmos, we really in Golos, and Sefer Shmos, the first pasuk from Megala, have to stay strong in Golos. People think that going into Golos is, and for us practically now, Avodas Hashem is not just going into Golos. Like Klal Yisrael went into Mitzrayim and they had to build pyramids. Every person has tkufas where goes into Golos. Every person's got a Golos in him, and every person has days where he feels the Gula and days where he feels the Golos. The Klal is, and this is what everybody has to know, and that is that the reason why Yaakov Avinu Dafka was sent down to Mitzrayim is because Yaakov's middah is the middah of Titan Emes LiYaakov Chesed Lavrom. Emes LiYaakov. Emes is the power of being built in Mishtana. Emes is built in Mishtana. In other words, like Torah's Emes is an imam and one shlemish is loyta Torah loyta imachlefes. Emes means you don't change. In other words, Emes means whatever matzav you put in, you're in the same. You feel the same. You're in the same position, and you got the same koichos, and we have the same siyas nishmaya. Dafka to Yaakov, who's nizgalat him, the Rebbeinu Shlom said to him, "Anoichi er demcha Mitzrayim, anoichi elcha gamola." Yaakov is no difference. Wherever you go to Mitzrayim, I'm there. Come back to Eretz Yisrael, I'm there. Yaakov's middas emes, and it's that ace Yaakov, it's that bechina built in Ishtana. Ke'ilu, in a way, nothing's changed. You have a Sefer Bereishis with all the Avos HaKadoshim, the Helig Avram, the Helig Yitzchak, the Helig Yaakov, Shvatim HaKadoshim, Mamish Gan Eden. You have Sefer Shmois where you're dealing with Egyptians. But the word is, once Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov was Kveya, that even in Mitzrayim, nothing's changed. You have the Rebbeinu Shlom with you. Dafka in this week's parshas, in this gala, the Pasuk, the Mordek Pasuk, the Sechizah for Klal Yisrael, Oyer, Kol Adoyer, Koyama Hashem, B'ni B'choyer Yisrael. Dafka in Mitzrayim, we call the Eivish of Kinder. So that's the Oymek of the Vav Moisev, Alinian Rishon. Ve'ele Shmois. Ve'ele means Sefer Shmois is the Hemshech of Sefer Breishas. Sefer Breishas is with all the Avos HaKadoshim and the Shvatim, and Sefer Shmois is the Hemshech. They're all not alive anymore. Seder, that's what the Pasuk says. Haboim Mitzrayim, they're coming the whole time. Haboim in the Hoiva, in the present tense. They're constantly coming to Mitzrayim. It's constantly happening that the Shvatim are with us and the Ovis are with us. And that's why it says Eis Yaakov. You know why? Because Yaakov, Eis Yaakov. Yaakov is the Titan Emes Yaakov. Yaakov came and guaranteed Klal Yisrael, whatever Golus you go into, I'm planting my Emes Yaakov, and therefore nothing has to change. And that's Taka of the Moedei Kazach. Rashi says in two Rashi's later, Yosef Hoyev in Mitzrayim, says Rashi, who Yosef? The same Yosef. That whatever happened to him, wherever you put him, he didn't change. He was in the bar. Yosef's life is in English, Yosef's life would be called a yo-yo. In other words, he's up and he's down, and he's up and he's down, and he's up. There's nobody in Tanakh who had from the bar to the leader. Back to the bar, leader. Father's favorite son, brothers didn't like him. Every minute there's a change in Yosef's life. But Rashi points out that who Yosef, this week's Rashi, the Yosef Hoyev Mitzrayim, who Yosef, the same Yosef, wherever you put him, when he was king, he didn't become a Balgaiva, and when he was when the brothers tormented him, he didn't have anger again. Yosef Atzadik was static. He was continuous. He was a Ben Avraham. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. What does it mean, Eila told us Yaakov? Yaakov is a Titan Emes Yaakov. Who is that? That's Yosef. Yosef is Megala, the Emes of Yaakov in Mitzrayim. Yosef is the Gilui of the middle of Emes to be a built in Ishtana. The Yosef Hoyev of Mitzrayim, like Rashi says. And Taka had a Klal Yisrael, once Chutz the Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim. We know, Shleishinu, Shleishinu. Shleishinu is Shemom, Shleishinu is Levusham. Shleishinu, what does Shleishinu mean? Built in Mishtana. Klal Yisrael is built in Mishtana. It's not just a schar. You still wore Shreim, but left you got out of Mitzrayim. It's not just a schar. It's a vod. It's a vod. Shabbos, they were never in Golis. If you stay with Yaakov Avinu, if you feel, Anoichi Eredim Cha Mitzrayim, Anoichi Elcha Gamar, so maybe you never became part of Golis. Never became part of Golis. So maybe you can go out of Golis. It's an Oimek. Shleishinu is an Oimek, the Koyach of built in Mishtana. And that's the Vav Moisev. And that's Mamish, the beginning of the Shibud Mitzrayim. And that's everybody who goes through his Golis, goes through his own Yeridus in life. He has to know that Rabban Shalom is Eredim Oyed Mitzrayim of, Rabban Shalom is Elagam Ola, Rabban Shalom is with him in his Yeridus, and Yaakov Roman said Yaakov with him in the Yeridus. And the person has to know that the Matzav, the Ava that Rabban Shalom has to him is a built in Ishtanadik Ava. The Dvekas, the love and the Dvekas the person can have with Rabban Shalom is a built in Ishtanadik. Very often Yeridus are caused by a person feeling, okay, now now I've left yeshiva, now I'm going to college, I'm going somewhere else. So automatically there's a major change in masav over here. So if I was here in yeshiva, it's automatic that yachasi, in proportion, I have to be like, if I'm like this when I'm somewhere else, so basically it's the same. That's a false hashkofa. Hashkofa is built in Ishtana. Hashkofa is wherever a person is, just to feel that he's in an anan hakovet. If he's in an anan hakovet, it can be in the midbar, it can be within the chashim akrovim, it doesn't make a difference what it is. The person's always with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that koich of building Ishtana has kept Klal Yisrael together always. And it was one of the chidushim, the Baal Shem HaKadosh was Machadish. Yid is always the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's why Chassidu and Machbe not to change Levush. And all these Akhtadis, because that was the koyach that the Baal Shem HaKadosh instituted in them. Baal Shem HaKadosh elevated Sabrochen and Neshomas. He said to them, why are you Sabrochen? Rabbeinu Shalom is with you. It's a low ebb in Klal Yisrael. It's after Shabbat Tzvi, it's after all problems in Klal Yisrael. And so what? Klal Yisrael always had problems. And nevertheless, there was this koyach that was with them that don't change. Don't get used to your problems. Pretend you're living in your own world. Pretend you're living with your own dveikas, with your own cheshbon and nefesh. You have your private line with the Rabbeinu Shalom, and it's always there. That's the chizuk, always to remember with the vav, that it's all the hemshech. And the hemshech helps when we shtakir zoicha, that b'schus, that we're keeping our loyalty to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and has been loyal for 2,000 years already in Golis. Rabbeinu Shalom should see the taka that we were zoicha to this madrega of built in Ishtana, and he should bring the gula shleim of our mitzvahs b'mehir b'yameinu. Amen.